Professional Bitcoin holdings fell to 261K BTC in Q1. CoinShares reported that professional Bitcoin holdings dropped to 261,000 BTC in the first quarter, and that hedge funds and brokers accounted for 95% of the reduction. The figure was shared on June 6 via a Wu blockchain post carrying the CoinShares data, and it offers a rare look at who exactly was cutting exposure rather than just the price tape. The timing sharpens the signal. As of June 6, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $61,302, down 3.43% in 24 hours and 16.52% over the past week. The broader market is in worse shape. Ether sits at $1,594 after a 9.5% daily drop, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 14, or extreme fear. A report showing professional desks trimming positions reads differently against that backdrop than it would during a rally. A reduction concentrated in two groups. The headline number is the concentration, not just the size. CoinShares attributes 95% of the quarter's reduction in professional holdings to hedge funds and brokers. That points to a few short-term oriented players unwinding rather than a broad exit across every category of institution. Hedge funds and brokers tend to run shorter horizons and tighter risk limits than corporate treasuries or long-only allocators. When volatility rises and funding costs climb, those desks are usually the first to cut. A reduction driven almost entirely by that cohort is consistent with risk management and rebalancing, which is a different story from pension funds or strategic treasuries abandoning the asset. The data covers Q1 and is a snapshot of positioning during that window. It does not, on its own, capture whatever desks did in the week since, and the current price action suggests the de-risking impulse has not fully faded. Macro pressure that desks were responding to the professional pullback did not happen in isolation. Wall Street just snapped a 9-week winning streak, with the Nasdaq posting its biggest single-day drop since April 2025 after a strong May jobs report revived fears that rate cuts could be delayed. A separate chip sector slump erased more than $1 trillion in equity value in the same stretch, per Reuters reporting. Crypto rarely trades in a vacuum during these moments. Higher for longer rate expectations raise the cost of holding non-yielding assets and tighten the leverage that short-term desks depend on. A 16% weekly drawdown in Bitcoin, paired with a 9.5% slide in Ether, is the kind of move that forces position cuts regardless of any long-term thesis. Who is still holding the flip side of a concentrated reduction is that the rest of the professional base largely stayed put. If hedge funds and brokers were behind 95% of the cut, the remaining institutional categories collectively moved very little. That suggests longer horizon holders did not join the rush for the exits during the quarter. For individual holders, the more durable takeaway is about structure rather than direction. Drawdowns are when the difference between custodial and self-custodial setups becomes concrete. If funds are parked with a custodian that runs into trouble, balances can be frozen or lost, as the FTX and Wirecard episodes showed. Holders who keep assets in their own wallet and spend from there avoid that counterparty layer entirely, at the cost of managing their own keys. Neither approach changes where the price goes, but each carries a different set of risks when the tape turns ugly and platforms get stress-tested. There is also a behavioral read. Professional desks trimming during a quarter of falling prices is the institutional version of selling into weakness. Retail readers watching the same extreme fear print should be wary of mistaking a positioning report for a forecast. CoinShares is describing what happened, not predicting what comes next.